Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know I will be in Phoenix, the House of Comedy, September 16th through the 18th. And this episode of The Honeydew is brought to you by Green Chef, Skillshare, and Keeps. More on that later. Let's get into the do.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpan Studios. I am Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social medias. Look, thank you right now. Thank you. This community continues to grow. Thank you for supporting the show, the messages. Thank you for just believing in it. Thank you for submitting your stories to the Patreon. We're right around 100,000 subscribers in a year. And like I say, I'm just keeping my head down. I don't know if that's good progress, but I fucking feel like it's good progress. And all that matters is that it makes us feel good. Subscribe. Don't just watch. People often ask how they can help the show. Subscribe to the show. It means nothing to you to click. It means the whole world to us, right? Fuck with the sponsors. That's how you can help the show. Fuck with the sponsors. Support the sponsors. And throw those reviews out when you can. You know, that's it. Tell everybody about it. If you or someone you know has that story that has to be heard, I'm doing the Patreon, the Honeydew with you all. You can submit your story to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. We'll go through it. Hopefully we have to do an episode together. It's $5 a month. It's a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And if you sign up for a year, you get a month free. And you now get the Honeydew video and audio on Monday, ad-free, at no additional cost, on the Patreon. All right. That's going to run through 2021. Can't promise you what 2022 brings, but who could, right? You guys know I record here at the Santa Monica Music Center. If you need musical instruments or lessons for your kids, this is the spot. They have online classes. Go to santamonicamusiccenter.com. Use the code Honeydew. They'll waive the registration free, and you'll get your first free lesson when you sign up for a package. Get over to the online merch store. The Nightpants Nation joggers are fucking fire. Yeah, they're tapered at the bottom. Yeah, they got a back pocket. They're sick. And actually got some dates finally, guys, coming up, going back out. Phoenix House of Comedy, September 16th, 17th, and 18th. I'll get those dates up on the website. You can start getting tickets now. I'm very excited to get out. More dates are coming. And that's that. All right. If you're new here, welcome to the show. And if you're not, you know what the fuck we do. We highlight the lowlights. These are the stories behind the storytellers. We're shining light on that darkness. All right. And today, I'm very excited to have this guest. First time here. This is super exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dan Mancini, y'all. Welcome to the Honeydew, Dan.
Thanks, my dude.
You go by Daniel or Dan?
Dan.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, we can jump right in. Do you want to know how I wipe my ass or how... What kind of porn I watch, how I watch porn.
I want to know porn, ass wiping, dating, all that. But before we get into all of this, everything and anything you'd like to promote, please.
Just follow Instagram, YouTube, everything's Dan the Mancina across the board.
Here, I'm gonna turn your mic a little more. There you go.
Yep. And then Incited with Dan Mancina podcast. Those are probably the major ways. But yeah, same thing. YouTube, Instagram's the best.
Well, Instagram's what brought us together. Thank you so fucking much for being here. I had no idea. Some fan out there, and I don't know who you were, but thank you. I'm in Mexico, and I see this message like, yo, this dude's a professional blind skater, and he's a fan of the Honeydew. You got to have him on. First of all, you know when people hit you up, you're like, this could be just some asshole fucking with me. You know? So I look, and I'm like, it does say the Honeydew in his interview. And then I never think anybody knows or gives a fuck about anything I do. And I'm like, there's got to be another Honeydew show out there. There's got to be. No. So I was like, you know what? I get a shitload of Instagram messages. Fuck it. I'm just going to message this guy. And then I'm thinking, he's blind. What are you doing messaging the guy? But whatever.
I wonder how many times I've missed out on an opportunity because someone's like, I probably can't message
because
him.
Because we're the idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. Yeah. Like, damn, how much.
And I did. I thought about that. I was like, yeah, maybe he's partially blind. I don't know how blind.
Yeah,
well,
I get a million messages that are like, yeah, are you really blind? Like, what's up?
Are you You're really best. Blind?
Let me know. Tell me the truth.
Are you really blind?
It's like, yeah, dude. That's it.
So you message back. I'm talking to you. I talked to you right when I landed from Mexico at LAX. Yeah, I was stoked, dude. So thank you for being here. I'm glad the internet brought something positive our way.
Yeah.
And I'd love to talk to you about it because you are a blind professional skater. And I watch your fucking videos and you just make me feel like shit, bro. You make me feel like shit about myself. But you weren't born blind.
Nope.
All right. So take us through this because this
is a jump into it.
Yeah, it's a life story because it's a progression of losing your sight.
Yeah.
All right. So originally, where are you from?
Quick caveat though. I'm not.
Tell me.
It's a very nuanced to skateboarding, but to be professional is I don't technically have my name on a board yet, right? It's like, it'd probably be like
getting, is that what really
like
makes you a
past
pro?
That the comedy store or something like
That's
that.
That's a pro.
But I don't, yeah, exactly. But I don't have my name on that board yet.
You're not on
That's
the wall
That's what I'm
yet?
Working. I'm not
listen,
there yet.
Listen to me.
That's the goal.
I don't have my name on the comedy store wall. I'm a fucking professional comedian.
Yeah. Yeah.
That does not define professional.
I get
hear what you're saying.
To do what I do.
There you go. Do you make a living doing what you do? Mm-hmm. Are you happy doing what you do? Mm-hmm. You're a motherfucking professional. All right.
Yes.
No wall, no logo. None of that defines us. All right.
No.
So here's one question I do have. Does blindness, is it hereditary in your family?
It is. That's the disease I have, is a hereditary disease called retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay. So you're originally from where?
I'm from Michigan.
All right. And whose side of the family does blindness run on?
It comes from my mom's side, but nobody on her side that we know of actually had this disease.
Then how the hell does it come from her side?
It gets passed down. It's linked to, it gets kind of weird. It's linked to my X chromosome.
Okay.
So females can carry the disease, but they cannot be, some of them don't get affected.
Do you have a sister?
I don't. I have three older brothers.
Are they all blind as well?
So my mom passing on one of her X chromosomes, being a boy, is a 50% chance that we would get it. So three out of our four brothers have it.
No.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Who's the one that does it?
He does it. He's got eyes like an eagle. He's got like better than 20/20 vision.
Oh, sorry.
He kills it. Yeah.
He just giving the middle finger to all you guys.
Well, oh, fuck. Shit. I mean, he bears the weight too. You got to do all the shit for me now.
So he's got vision.
Yeah, he's got, yeah. And
what the fuck
the other,
is that like growing
The other two
up?
Have vision too. Like they don't drive anymore, but they actually have like decent residual vision. Like they can still read print and stuff like that.
Okay, so this was a progressive thing, obviously,
yep.
You're saying. So, but your mom, no problems, none of the ladies in her side of the family.
No problems, because the other kids, like her sisters have one, she has one son, but he's not affected, and then the other ones are all girls, so.
Because it's a 50-50.
So 50-50 with the boys, yeah.
Who's the first, how old are your brothers? What's the age difference between
them? Oh my God, they're all older. I'm the youngest of four.
Okay, you're the baby.
I'm the baby.
So who's the one with the best vision, the first?
Second.
Second got the best vision.
Second oldest, yeah.
So then your oldest brother is most likely the first person they see to start having vision problems just because of his age?
No, I was.
You
actually.
Were?
Yeah.
All right. So what happens when you start realizing that shit's changing?
I just went into like normal to get my glasses for the year, right? I had like basic eye, like astigmatism and these basic eye problems. And
And you're how old?
I was 13.
13.
Went to get my glasses for the year. And then he noticed something was a little different and sent me to a specialist, and I get passed around through a couple of people, and then eventually diagnosed, like, yeah, you have this thing called RP, and you're going to slowly lose your vision throughout your life.
This is what you're told at 13 years old.
And there's no, there's no cure for it. But he told me, don't worry, by the time you get old, like, there's going to be a cure for it. So fast forward.
What's he consider old?
That's what every doctor says. Don't worry.
Right.
About,
don't
you
know, worry.
Well,
by the time
cure.
You're 70, like, all right, well, what about between 20 and five? What
yeah,
about
exactly.
the 50 years
yeah.
in between?
Nope. But now there is some stuff that's like starting to happen with like.
All right. Hold on. Okay.
Shit that can help. Nowadays.
13 years old. We're just trying to fucking rock eighth grade here right now. And you're told that you have this thing. Now, is this when your mom finds out her family's had it, or do they always know they have
it? Yeah, so this is when my mom finds out.
That she's a carrier of this.
Not yet. She just finds out that I have this.
Okay.
And it's all new. Like,
doesn't even know she's the one who's passed this.
Yep. Has no idea. Okay. Nothing like that yet. And just, I mean, I'm 13. I don't give a shit. I'm just like living in my own world still. I'm doing my own thing. Skateboarding is the number one thing in my life. Like I didn't really think about my vision loss or anything like that yet. Cause it didn't affect me, right? It didn't actually have an effect on like my day to day living. Like maybe I might like at nighttime is kind of your vision that first starts to go. I might like trip over something. But nothing like that I think is an actual issue or anything like that.
And then what begins to happen?
So
that's 13.
That's 13, right? So I'm just living life. I'm cruising. I'm skating. Barely graduate high school, make my way into high school. Like I'm
so
moving.
You can see your vision from 13 through high school maintained.
Fine. I drove and everything.
Okay. Now during that time, are any your other two brothers, are they starting to have problems yet?
Nope, nothing.
No. And they're
nothing.
Already older. They don't so even out
know.
Of high school.
They don't know they have it yet. Yeah. Okay. The ones graduated. We moved from East Detroit, like moved to a whole different city. I mean, that's a whole story in itself, but. Yeah, nothing like vision-wise, not affecting anybody in my family. I think I might have stopped driving at night.
At what
because
age?
That was probably right around, was that when I lived? Oh, no. Oh, fuck, man. No, not even yet. In high school, I was still good. I could drive anytime at night and all that stuff. And I moved to California. And living in LA, you know, I didn't need a car.
Yeah.
So I didn't really drive at all from like.
And you came here to skate.
I came here to skate and like chase that dream, right? I'm going to be all a right. pro skater.
So you were you good in Detroit by then? Is that why you made, or is this where you, because for me, I moved here and started comedy, which is, they say it's not the right thing to do because you're jumping into the fucking deep end instead of smaller market or whatever and then coming when you're ready, but your ego always tells you you're ready.
Yeah, there are a lot of parallels I think in comedy and skating. Yeah. For sure.
Listen, but Seinfeld said it. He talks about the skaters. You would think that Jerry Seinfeld would shit on skaters, you know, just the way, but he talks about how you guys, he's like, I see those skaters and I see them fucking work that same trick mm-hmm. over and over and over until mm-hmm. they get it. And then when they get it, they do it more and more and perfect it. And that's a lot of the way, you know, we do comedy. We figure out what works and yep. then it's working on how to make that great, you know?
Yep.
And he's like, but plus that's life. That's what life is exactly. Like do it again and again and again.
Yeah. And the whole like, at the time, I mean, skating wasn't, when I grew up skating as like a little kid, like people really looked down on it, right? It was just like some stupid thing you do. Nowadays, it's like big, like Olympics and all this shit.
Oh, it's crazy. So it's I've like been to the X Games. Right? It's insane.
Yeah. It's grown and gotten bigger, but it's that same parallel with comedy. Like you tell somebody, like, I'm going to become a professional skateboarder when you're a kid. They're like, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or I'm going to become a comedian. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's still not real to them until they see something that makes it real.
Yeah,
to them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so and you head out on your own, knowing you've got these vision problems.
Mm-hmm.
You're out here by yourself?
I moved out with three other dudes.
But no family?
No family, yeah. Okay. No family
you're
out
18,
here.
18, 19.
Straight on my own.
All right.
I got a job like within 2 weeks right down by in Santa Monica right here. We're going to have a surf, skate, snow shop. And just like having
ZJ's
a blast.
You said, right?
ZJ's.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah. Yep. About taking Derek there. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I mean, super good times, right? I'd skate to work, bomb a hill to work, skate home, skate the beach on my lunch break, and just like living that Cali dream. And not making it within the skateboard world as like in a professional in any way like that, right? Like just working within the smaller industry. And I think it, like you said, like jumping in, like he's into like the big market like that kind of fucked with me for sure. And it turned me off on skateboarding. I like saw the industry for like what it was. I was complete outsider in Michigan, right? You're just looking in and like seeing all these pros and like thinking this is like the most glorious fucking shit. Everyone's super cool. And then you move here and you realize like, oh, it's actually a business too. You know, it's like, it's not all fun and games, and I don't want to talk too much shit because I mean, I love skateboarding in the industry, but it turned me off coming from like that small town.
Yeah,
and yeah, man, I got burnt out and I was bummed, And then I fucking got my girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah. So you got a girl.
So pregnant. I found it when I was 20. Had him when I was 21. And I mean, that fucking shifted my whole world.
Okay, can I ask you, do you find, are you worried and do you find out if you're going to pass this gene on to your son?
At this point, no.
Okay.
Vision loss is still that. At this point, I did stop driving at night.
So you're 21, you're a dad in LA.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, how do your parents feel about that? Do they come out and meet your
Not stoked,
grandson?
Yeah. I mean, my mom's fucking amazing. Not stoked. The youngest gets his girlfriend pregnant. Yeah. I'm fucking working at a skate shop. Like living with in a house with five other dudes.
Oh, it was fucking went across the country and got a girlfriend.
Oh my god! I think about that time and I fucking it stresses me out just thinking about it. It seems like a completely different life, and I was a completely different person. Which I don't know. I asked my mom about that. I was like, when you had me, do you think you were like a different person at that time? She's like, no, it all just seems like yesterday. But me, it feels like I was a different person. That was a different time.
I'm with you.
Like, do you feel that?
I feel like every 5 years, I feel like I'm a different person and that was a different time. You know, my daughter's six now and I'm not, look, man, I'm such an emotional guy. Like I'll get fucking teared up over a commercial, but then I'll be the first one to be like, well, who are we fighting? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just that. And I'm looking at these videos the other night of my daughter when she's one and I'm a single dad at that time with her. And I'm like, man, how the fuck? I look how little she is. Yeah. And I'm like, how in the fuck did we do potty training by ourselves? Everything. Every diaper, bandage, bath,
by
cut,
myself.
Meal, everything, all me. When I had her, you know, we have 50-50, but half the time, and her mom was already a parent, so she wasn't, this is kid number two to her, but it's kid number everything to me, and I'm freaking out over, you know, I didn't know what the fuck croup was. I'm laying next to this little baby going, hur, hur. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What am I supposed to do? You know, but thank God for the internet.
Yep.
Thank God for the fucking internet. And I just got all emotional and I was crying. And I say this, I was talking to Christina Pajitsky about this. Like, there's times where I will literally look in the mirror and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Get your shit together. Like, I'll do self-checks, but rarely do I ever self-check positively. It's always a negative. It's never like, hey, man. Good job today.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. And I allowed myself to look at those videos in my phone and I cried and I was like, good for you, man. We fucking did that. We did that. Potty training on a flight. I never broke. I was like, nope, I'm not going to just let you shit in this diaper on this flight. We're going back to that bathroom, stinking this fucking plane up. We have to, but we're not starting over. So it was good.
Yeah, but
a different
world back then, though, right?
But now it's like, holy shit, yes. Forever ago, right?
Man, but God, we were a different
time.
Well,
you and I were just talking outside and you said how long you've been doing this show, and I'm like, and then I was like, oh, holy shit, we're coming up on 2.5 years already. Like, holy fuck. Yeah. Different time ago, for sure.
Yep.
So you're a single dad. Oh no, you're not single, excuse me. You have
single.
A girlfriend, but you guys aren't married or anything like that. And now you have a baby. So what happens next?
You have a baby. I'm scrambling to figure out life pretty much at this point. Skateboarding takes a fucking back seat. Like, burnt out on it anyways, not stoked on it. I'm pretty much over skating. Figure out, all right, I got to go back. Like, I'm going to go back to school. All right. My mom, she was the first one to go to college in her family. So, like, education was everything. And I barely fucking passed high school. Like, I found out, I think, 2 days before. I was going to walk that I graduated the one class.
You weren't a good student or you just didn't give a shit?
I was skateboarding, dude. Like, that's all I cared about. I didn't care about anything. I was like,
and where are you skating in Michigan? Are you street skating? Were there parks,
ramps? I'm a street skater. Okay. Yeah. They built one park when I lived there at that time. That was a shitty park. And they changed all the rules halfway through and like everyone complains and fuck, all the neighbors hated it.
Yeah.
Kind of sucked. So I was straight street skating. And then, yeah, where the fuck were we? I'm fucking, all right, I gotta go to school. I gotta get my shit together. And my mom says, come move home to Michigan. And at the time, the girl I was with was like, all right, I think I'm ready for a change too. So we both move, start going to school. And like, vision is still fine, right? Still, I don't drive at night, but like, we're chill. Like, I still have my license. I'm driving and all that.
Can I ask you, you don't drive at night as a conscious decision, or have the doctor said, hey, it's not a good idea?
It's a conscious decision because... Okay.
What was happening?
Your peripheral vision goes first with RP.
Okay.
And your peripheral vision is actually your night vision that you use the most.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. So once that goes, now you're like just blinders on, but that night, that's...
It's really bad. Yeah. You can very limited sight. Like low light. I would go into like a dark restaurant and then like you can't read the menu and stuff like that.
Dude, listen, I have contacts, but I have sight. I can't fucking read the menu in these restaurants. I'm that dude with my flashlight on it. Yeah, fuck yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
That's some new bullshit, I feel like, too, by the way. That's some new bullshit. Everything's darker, and let's sit everybody as close as they can so we can get more people in there. This corona is going to take care of that shit. Yeah, fuck that picnic vibe in a restaurant. I'm paying $15 for a sandwich. I want a table. I'll eat picnic style at a crab feast, man. What the fuck are you talking about?
The first time I almost got into a fight because I was with my girl at the bar. This is fast forward like years. My vision was almost gone. But I wasn't carrying a cane around. And I kept – my girl was talking and it was loud as shit. So I'd look over to the left like every time I would listen to her. And apparently I was staring right at this dude. And like after the 10th time I did it – he like starts yelling like at me like, hey, what the fuck are you looking at? What are you doing? He comes up to fight me. He's like, you want to go outside? I'm like, whoa, what the hell? What are you talking about? He's like, you're staring at me. And I just look, I'm like, I'm blind.
This is
dude.
How I listen.
I was
asshole.
Like, I'm blind, dude. And then all of his friends catch on to what's going on. They're like, yo, chill, stop. And fucking squash the situation, but.
He apologized.
So he didn't. He was a dick still.
Really? He still was like, I don't give a shit.
He was still, I don't know. He had a chip on his shoulder that night.
I embarrassed myself one time with a blind lady on stage too, man. It was bad. Segura and I, back in the day, we used to do these like, our friend Dee Burdett was a manager at the Improvs and she would set up these like Sunday benefit shows, mm-hmm. and it would be for your little league team, or, you know, we did Crohn's, colitis, MS, whatever the benefit was for. It was
hemorrhoids,
like,
all that
bullshit. You can't, you know, here's your range of what you can talk about, whatever. And I'm always used to doing comedy at night, always. And inside, when you're in a room, like, you don't know if it's day or night when you're in, you just know. So there's a lady, an old lady too, and she's sitting in the audience and she's just doing the same thing. You know, she's not moving and she's got her sunglasses on. I'm like, why are you wearing your sunglasses? And I go, hey, you two. No, I was like, you two, hey, too cool for school down here. And you could see the people around her sort of like, uh-oh.
Here we go.
But I didn't put it together. And I'm like, why are you wearing your sunglasses? And she doesn't say anything. And I'm like, oh, you don't want to say anything. You just want to sit there and look cool.
Oh,
also,
no.
Also, even if it... And she could have been like, oh, I just forgot to take them off because I forgot. It's daytime outside.
Yeah.
I forgot. I always used to doing comedy at night. So I'm like, what the fuck would you even have sunglasses on? And then somebody in the group said.
She might not even have been sure you were 100% talking to her at the point, wasn't. Too.
She wasn't, because to her, they weren't sunglasses.
Yeah. She's like,
who's got the goddamn sunglasses on in here? I wonder.
Who's the idiot with sunglasses?
So somebody next to her just goes, she has to wear them. That was the way they put it. I was like, oh, man, I'm the asshole here. All right.
Put your foot in your mouth.
She still had no idea until that lady said something. I was like, didn't even consider blind. How do you not? That's like the universal symbol for blind, I
it's
feel like.
So
no, the cane is, but the glasses are there, and I didn't pick that
but
up.
But it's so out of our consciousness, like blindness. Before I fucking got thrown into the world, I had never met a blind person.
Really?
I had never engaged with anybody with vision loss. Like, I don't know. Like, do you know anybody now? Like, not anybody, right?
I told you when we were kids, our neighbor, the guy that lived in the yard, like to the side of us, we played with their kids and their dad had a glass eye. And you know, we were always like, what's it like? He's like, oh, I'm not going to. And then one day he popped that fucking thing out. Mm. I'm telling you, to this day, that image is burned in my head. That soft pink And it was moved. Oh, I was like, oh, God. You know, we ran home and shit. I was like, oh, he fucking took that high out. My dad was laughing. He's like, you asked him? I was like, man. And he's like, there you go, right there.
Freaks me out. Yeah, my left eye is fake, and it freaks me out still.
It does?
In and out. Yeah.
You do have to take it in and out?
You don't have to.
You have to clean it? Or
I clean it. You got to clean it every
once in a while. Maintenance on a fake eye.
Clean it as much as you can.
As much as you can.
Because it'll help it prevent from, like, breaking down.
Do you... Oh, okay.
I begged the doctor when I went in to get it. I was like, I want to give me a blue one. I want one blue eye.
Nah,
and one
you really
brown
did?
Eye. I sat there like, for sure. Like 30 minutes. I tried to plead my case with this dude, and he's like, nope, it's my integrity. I can't do it. And he wouldn't do it.
But aren't you supposed to do what the patient wants if it's not
what I thought.
If it's not against
that's what
the,
I thought.
It's but not, wouldn't be detrimental to your health in any way.
Nope. But he's like, I can't do it because he said it was his, like, you know.
Who the fuck knows? Who's walking around going, oh, you know what? Oh, is that Dr. Johnson's work right there? Who the fuck is doing that?
Because there's only two dudes.
It looks good, dude.
It looks, yeah. I mean, besides,
I gotta be honest,
besides
it looks better
them crossing
than your
and shit.
Eye.
They're fucking fine. I'm so self-conscious about it, too. I'm always like, oh, my fucking eyes good, dude. I gotta
your
check
eyes
my...
are good, dude.
But it's fucking, you know, what are you gonna do?
I mean, honestly, if I guess you don't
you
get
can't
care...
tell it's fake.
No, fuck no.
But you
but
know,
if
you
had
know
a
ain't
blue
working,
one.
You can tell it's not working.
It's just straight ahead, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel the muscle behind it? Can you move it?
So I had, it's called, there's a couple of different ways to do it. It's one
dude,
way.
Thank you so much for talking about this and let me ask because I'm so curious
yeah,
about
yeah,
this
I
shit.
Really, yeah, I don't give a shit. So you can, there's one way you take the whole eye out and then you have like this actual globe you pop in and out.
What's
you have
a globe?
A bigger sock, like the globe of your eye, the actual eyeball okay. itself. And I had, is either evisceration or enucleation. The other way I had is where they just scoop out the inside of the eyeball.
I don't like the scoop.
Yeah.
What do you mean
that's
they
the
scoop?
Way the doctor says. They fucking cut it, like it open, they scoop it out, and they put a ball in there, pretty much, silicone or whatever mm-hmm. in there. And then they cover it up, so you still have some movement, right? The muscles are still attached to the eyeball you have.
Okay.
And then this is like a thicker lens that's on top of it.
Oh, so that's not one unit right there.
No, I can pop it on if you want me to.
Do it, bro.
All right.
Hold on. Yeah. Wait, get close. Get a close up on this.
This is nasty.
Can you really do it?
Yeah, it's
do it, bro.
It's not a big deal. It's fucking.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
So this is like a lens.
Hold that up to this camera.
So that's your ball, right?
Oh my God!
See, it's like not an actual globe, right?
Okay, so it's not a full circle.
It's not a full
I see what
circle.
You're saying.
So
okay.
And then they like take a mold.
Don't drop that.
They take a mold. Dude, I was at.
Hand. I'll find it for you.
Let me put this in. This is gross. I should go wash my hand.
You should definitely. We're gonna definitely wash your hand. We're also gonna talk about that motherfucking thumb right there. You're
shout
trying to
out,
put that guy.
Shout out to Dr. Johnson.
All right, go. You want to go wash your hands?
What the fucking? I'm fine. You want me to?
Is that gross? No, I don't care.
It's just, I mean,
it's your eye, man.
Yeah.
I hugged you when I met you, bro.
Yeah.
I can't even
it's
right
kind now. But. That's what I when
I
you told
you,
me
dude.
That they were doing shots out of his eye. I thought you meant like my lens, like they were putting.
No, Will Anderson on a crab feast. It was a live episode from the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. He told a story about drinking with a guy that had a glass eye at the bar, and he popped the eye out, and then he would lay on the bar, and people would do like you know like belly button shots, but they would do it out of his eye. He'd tip it over, and they'd do shots out
that
of his eye
insane.
Socket.
Insane.
God damn, that's you just made history on the honeydew.
Got a cheap party trick, but I'm fucking.
Listen, hold
I
on.
I still want a blue one. There's a doctor out there that give me a fucking blue one.
There's a doctor. Any doctor that will give Dan a blue one, please hit us up. I will pass the information on.
He did say
you're
that,
definitely going to get stared at a lot more with the blue one because people are going to be like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Fuck?
We got a blue
we're
one.
Gonna draw more
then they're going to ask, are you blind in the blue one? They're going to ask
that's
you.
That's why
like,
he...
I'm blind in both of them.
Yeah. That's why he wouldn't do it. He's like, my job is to draw people, not to draw attention
sure.
to your eye. Right?
Okay, that's respectful.
That's his integrity. But he's like, I know a guy who does like, fuck, he does like the... You see, like, cat, dude, like, cat eyeballs and shit. Right now, I'm like, I'll go. No. He's, like, the one of the best in Michigan, so I went there.
What, do you ever fuck with people? Do you ever take it out and just, like, leave it on a pillow or anything?
No, I was...
You gotta do that shit.
Next time I'm at a Holiday Inn, instead of a mint,
I'll put left my eye. Y'all see my eye around anyway.
The only weird time was I was with my son and my girlfriend. We're out to dinner, and I'm rubbing my eye. There's like a certain way you push like down and to the left, and I'm rubbing my eye, and the thing popped out and fucking ting, ting, ting.
No! On the floor?
On the table.
Ah!
We're outside in the restaurant, and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. And I just fucking grab it, and I kind of just duck down.
Fucking
I'm
eye like, rolled out.
And my... that, I don't know. I can't remember what my girl and my son say. Is that your eye? And there, I'm like, shut up. Shh, because I want people looking. You're trying to eat your fucking salad, and you look over, and there's a dude popping his eye back, and it's like...
What are you looking at? I'm looking at this guy. Awkward. Look for his eye right here on the table.
So I had to just duck down and pop it in.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
You got to fuck with people with that.
I know.
You got to just leave that shit on the counter, like it's by your keys.
It grosses me out. I'm still getting used to it. Like, it grosses me out.
How long have you had that?
Fuck, year. I think I'm going on 3 years, two years.
It's about the same time I started the Honeydew. Look at that.
New podcast, new eye.
All right, let's go back to where we were.
Was the worst surgery I've ever had when they took
when you were
that
talking about how they were
doing.
Okay, when they took your actual eye out.
Yeah, they scooped the when they
you weren't asleep.
It. No, I was out, but and then I was like, I didn't move for like 2 days. Like the house could have burnt down. I wasn't fucking moving.
What is that?
It's
pain?
It's nerve pain, right? I've had fucking nerve pain before
in my legs.
I mean, I went through all the Vicodin. Had to call again. They're like, we can't give you anymore. So I had to get shit from a friend of a friend just to maintain my fucking thing.
You got a DeLauder patch. Just a patch I could put over this motherfucker.
It fucking sucked. And
I'll bet.
And I'll have to do it again. I'll have to do it to the right eye, too.
Oh, you're going to lose that eye, too?
Because it got painful. Gets small and their pressure builds up. And I would just be in pain. Like, my eye would just fucking throb. And I was like... So this one's hanging in there.
All right,
I was fat, but
it's hanging in there.
I was real fat. I got real fat, like 238 pounds.
I bet there's so much depression and everything. All right, hold on. We have to pause here and go back because we haven't got to. I want to know where you first really start losing. You're in Michigan. When it all really starts to hit you that holy fuck, I'm going blind.
Yep.
I want to talk about like,
dude. It was a.
I'll bet you future trip like a mother. Now they tell you not to future trip, but you would have to on something like this. How could you not?
It was. I didn't worry about it. I never stressed about it until it actually started happening.
Because you're 13 to 20. You're invincible.
I'm like, dude,
you're like, whatever.
I'm older,
when I'm 40.
There'd be some times. Like I remember a couple memories of like snowboarding in Mammoth and like looking at the mountains and be like, damn. Like thinking about, there's probably one day I'm not going to be able to see this, soak it in, right?
Fuck.
Some actual conscious ideas of like, enjoy this.
Yeah.
But few and far between. And then fast forward to, man, my life fucking took a shitter at this point. I started losing my sight. The girl I was with and their son split up. She took him, left to California. Went through fucking a year of custody battles. Didn't see my son for like a year.
Oh.
When he was the most important fucking age, like 2 to 3.
Yep.
Fucking just got fat, was going to the bar, drinking. Pretty much like what I did was I fucking went back to what I lost when I had my son, right? Like, oh, damn, I can't go out anymore. Like, I was 100% for my son at that point. And then she left. I'm going through all this shit, and I just fucking raged out and did fucking back to dumb shit, right? But still going to school, I was going to school for aviation management. Which it's not what it sounds
like.
It's not what it sounds like. It's just, okay. I was like, I'm just going to work in the airport.
Okay, you know?
I'm not trying to be Spirit would probably hire me as a fucking flying pilot.
You're going
to
be a pilot. You could probably walk on a Legion Airlines right now.
Yeah. But fucking... My goal was, I'm like, I got these crazy fucking travel bills. My son lives in California. I'm going to work in the airport. I'm going to get a deal, work for an airline or something,
that's
right?
Smart. So all this really is to get to be with your son without having to pay out the ass.
Out the ass, have a decent fucking job where I can live a
You're
decent
looking to hop
life,
on any
right?
flight for that fucking yep. Employee fare.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That was kind of my little plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I fucking I think I had like a semester left of school, and that's when most of my vision, my left eye, like pretty much overnight went away.
Really? You woke up and that shit was pretty much
there
gone.
Was a big like pat. It was like noticeable, like what the fuck, something's different, you know? And I was working fucking washing dishes at a Fleming Steakhouse back home. And I was like,
high end steakhouse.
Can't even, dude. So, oh man, such good fucking meals and shit. So good. But, fuck, where was I?
You woke up pretty much and lost your.
Oh, yeah, woke up, right? Big chunk of vision gone, working
what,
as a
when
dishwasher.
When you say that, what is that? So, what are you not seeing? Or is it like something's covering your eye?
Yeah,
what is it
this
like?
Is hard to explain because okay. you don't see the vision that you've lost, right? Your field of vision. It looks whole to me, or it would look whole to you, right? Because that's just what you see. So that's your whole world. You don't actually see like blackout spot or anything
okay.
like that. So it's just limited, right? So you'll be walking and you'll just like bump something out of nowhere, but it's not like, fuck man, it's really hard to explain of what it's like to have that field loss. Like I said, the best way to say it is like you don't see the vision that you can't see, right? You don't right. notice a black spot. What you see is just what you see. So, but this one was, it. I guess at first it kind of felt like almost like I was dizzy. Like my vision was just off.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost like my eyes were crossed and I was like, what? Something's different. I can't tell. And went to the doctor and they're like, yeah, like you've got this other thing called Coates disorder on top of the RP.
Oh, shit.
Where like, they're immature blood vessels that leak in your eye, and then the blood covers the retina, and you can't see. And there's no reversing that either.
Fuck.
So I went through these fucking injections, right? In your eye.
God damn, you had needles in your eye?
Stick a needle in your eye. Fucking.
Wait, do they numb you in any way? Is there a spray or
here's,
anything?
Here's what do? You do. You fucking. First time I'm terrified. I'm like, fuck, this is gonna be intense. Lay down. First, they give you like a bunch of numbing drops, and you're like, bloop, like a bunch. Holy, here's your little Kleenex, dab that. And then, all right, we're going to do four rounds. They take a Q-tip with this other numbing shit, and they tell me to like down and left or down and right, and they put that Q-tip on the spot where they're going to do the injection. And they numb it, and it burns for a second, and you're just fucking staring off, uncomfortable. Four rounds of that, and the doctor comes in, and he puts that, like, that fucking, what's that movie, dude? Where they keep your eyeball open? Like this little plastic thing?
Yeah.
Orange, the fuck is it?
Clockwork orange.
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
Like that. He puts his little plastic thing in my eye, look up, look down, pop, plops it in there, and then look down and right, dumps a bunch of iodine in your eye.
Is that burn? Or at this
a
point,
a little
you're
bit, because you're so numb. It doesn't burn yet. You don't feel any of that yet, but you taste it in the back, you know, you shit in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And then you fucking goes and he dabs it once with a little dot of iodine, another dot, and then he takes the needle and you feel like a little poke and then fucking injects it. And like your whole eye just kind of goes whoosh, like washes over of like darkness. And it's like, oh, fucking pops it out real quick.
What do they take?
That's
are they injecting something or are they sampling?
Yeah, they're injecting. It's called Avast and it's actually a cancer drug, but it's supposed to suppress those blood vessels.
So that pressure buildup isn't so painful?
So they're not leaking as much.
Oh, not
to prevent that leaking from going on. Because they tried a surgery before that where they fucking peeled my eye and they tried to go in there and freeze the blood vessels. Fucked it up.
What do you mean trying? I don't like that trying either, like experimenting on my
fucking
eyes.
I was over it. At this point, and all the injections, I'm over it.
Because you said this was the most painful surgery you've ever had. So how many surgeries have you had? A bunch of procedures on your
eyes?
Yeah,
a bunch of, you know, technically the injections are considered a surgery,
sure.
But fucking whatever. But
it's
I had,
in your eye.
I had one other, like, major surgery where they tried to freeze the blood vessels.
Fuck.
And that sucked, you know, whatever. The injections were the worst because getting the shot wasn't bad, but once I left there and the shit started wearing off, I would have to, like, keep my eye closed for, like, a full day. just because it was like irritated, right? And like that was the fucking decent vision in that eye. So I'm like,
I'm feeling like a bit less. We were in Mexico. I went jet skiing, and I got like a moron kept my contacts in. Well, that salt water got my eyes. I was blind. I could not see driving back to the fucking thing. They were just pouring water, and I was like here, and I'm over here like, what a bitch. I laid in bed the rest of the night just so I could get my – and I was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to fucking see again. And then you hit me up. Swear to God. I couldn't see shit.
Jeez, dude.
Man, all right. So you're losing your vision. You've lost your son. You've lost your girlfriend.
I have no.
You've gained 200 pounds, or not
I've gained
200
100
pounds,
some 100 pounds. Some pounds. It's the only thing I'm gaining
that's
is
the
my
only
weight.
Thing you've gained.
I'm having a good time though with my friends. Okay. You know, that's the one. I'm still all right. You know, I'm still at least going to school and moving forward. Like that was my main, like always keep moving forward. Like my mom won't let me fucking slack, right? I'm not going to be a complete piece of shit. So.
And what's your relationship like with your dad during all this?
My real dad, my mom is fucking amazing. She raised four kids. Like they split up. My real dad's a cop, retired cop in fucking East Detroit, kind of a dick, but good fucking. I mean, he's as good as he did fucking as good as he could do. He has his regrets and stuff. That's a whole other fucking story. Like we're still good though. Like we still fucking, like I still bring my son and I make a point to go see him and stuff when he's in Michigan. But stepdad though, I have a stepdad who's fucking super good dude. My mom met him when we were really young too. Like still technically, like they were splitting up with my dad is when they first kind of met, but like, complete opposite of my dad. Like my real dad is fucking full-blown Italian, hot-blooded, fucking drop of a hat, he's gonna be pissed, yell at you. Stepdad is like never smoked, never hit a cigarette in his life, never did a drug or anything. Like electrical engineer, fucking doesn't get angry. His whole family, they don't get like that.
Isn't that weird?
That weird, it
I
blows
think weird.
My mind.
Yeah, I think that's
dude.
Weird. Yeah.
But the nicest, sweetest
people
like,
what
in
the
world.
What the fuck are you doing? Like, yeah. everything's aggressive. Like, wow, I'm just doing this.
My neighbors think I'm fucking nuts. I'll be outside skating, just throwing my board and yelling. And they're like, you all right over there? Yeah, I'm fine. Fucking don't talk to me. I'm just skating. But it's just me, you know, that's fucking that's what I'm used to. I like to think passion is what is love and fucking anger combined, right? I have a little more anger mixed in with mine.
Yeah. Man, I love that. That is great. I agree. I definitely have anger in my passion. Yeah. I mean, I get people like, why are you yelling? I'm like, I'm not. I'm just passionate
this
about this. I'm not yelling. I believe in this.
It's bizarre, though. Those two different worlds of like the Mancina side. You go to like it's full Italian, you know, Christmas. You walk downstairs and you can't even hear what the hell's going on because people are just yelling and screaming.
I miss that.
So good.
The
yeah,
smells
so good.
And the stories.
Yep.
And everything's endless. An insult. Like, I love them. I will never forget one. I hadn't seen my one cousin, Jennifer, like a few years. I went back to Baltimore. She comes running up, just gives me the biggest hug, steps back and goes, this shirt? Mm-mm. Like, I mean, I hadn't seen her in 3 years, you know, and I hugged her again. I was like, God damn, I love you.
I went to Christmas once. My brother was grabbing my face and twisting and like leaving all these red marks on my face. So I like hickey on my chin. I show up to Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. Uncle Louie looks at me. He's, what'd you do? Slide into first base?
You're like, I was just getting loved on.
Like, no. And then I fucking never live that down for the rest of my life.
That's
but,
great.
Yeah. We're stepdad though. So I was raised by my mother as a kid, single mom, and then my stepdad going later into life.
All right. So let's talk about your mom quickly. Now you're going through what you're going through. At what point does she start to find out she is the carrier of all this?
Yeah, so this I had to think a bit. This is definitely when I moved back home and I think we separated. This is when I kind of got actually some like blood work done to figure out what's going on. And they found out that it's this X-linked chromosome. It came from my mother.
She just
and then
terrible.
You know she's fucking feels that guilt, right? As
sure,
a mom,
how could you not? I gave this to you. Yeah,
exactly. And she's like,
I gave you life and took your sight.
She's at the same
damn,
time
mom.
Though. She's fucking I remember calling her complaining one time, and she just tells me, quit being a little bitch, you know?
Really?
Like,
good.
Yeah, she's
that's the best
advice. Dude, she, I mean, she raised four kids. She fucking, like, survived fucking cancer once. She fucking has done so much for all of us, like, still fucking helped support me right throughout this whole time of losing my son. Like, flew with me all the time back and forth between California and here. Like, the strongest person I know, right? She's the reason why I fucking keep pushing. Like, she's the reason why. But fuck, she got stranded on a deserted island one time.
How? How does anyone do that?
I wish she could fucking tell the story. She tells it so good. They went on a fucking cruise in the Galapagos Islands.
Mm-hmm.
So these small ships, and then you hop on a little skip or whatever, and you pop over to these little islands. So they're at this little island, and the system they use is you leave your sandals on the dock, and that means somebody's still here.
Right.
So she's there with my stepdad. He's like, I'm over. I'm going to go back. She's like, all right, I'm going to take more photos of this fucking turtle or some shit. My mom's like off taking photos, like just on a reach of the boat, and then some fucking girl gets on the – something happened where she grabbed my mom's sandals and brought them on the little boat. And she hears the fucking little boat take off.
She's like, when your stepdad's not like, hey, my wife's not
– She – Well, no, this is a separate ride.
Oh, okay.
So my stepdad was already back on the main ship. And he's like, I'm going to go lay down. And my mom tells this to her. She's like, all right. She pops over the hill, sees the boat go away, like watching it go away, watching like, eh, maybe they'll come back. No, waiting. And in her head, she's like, all right, Brian, my stepdad, he's going to take a nap. He's going to wake up, shower. Then he's going to go downstairs. And then he's going to realize that nobody's here, that my wife isn't on the boat still. And that's exactly what happened. He realized eventually. And my mom was like pacing, and it was getting dark, and she could watch the main ship like go further and further away.
No.
And like getting smaller, and right before, like, she couldn't see it.
You don't even know what's on this island.
Yeah.
Shit at
she's
night,
like,
you know
she,
what I mean?
Well, she said she was pacing left and right on the beach because she was getting eaten by fucking bugs.
Oh.
And eventually she sees the boat turn around, and they fucking came back and they got her, and they're riding back. And they're like asking the dude, there's this guy and the girl, like, does this happen all the time? And you look at the girl, she's like, no. And they're like, what? And then you look at the dude, he's kind of just using the motor. He's like, eh, sometimes. Yeah. But made it back. But fucking, that's my mom. Like, strongest fucking woman I know. But
let's take a quick break and tell you about our first sponsor, Green Chef. Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit company. You can enjoy clean ingredients that you can trust. They're seasonally sourced for peak freshness. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped so you can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. All right, I got a package sent to me by Green Chef. I loved it. I don't have time to sit there and measure it all out and do all that. I'm a single parent. I'm running around the kitchen. I'm making lunch for tomorrow. I'm making dinner for tonight. And Green Chef saved me so much time. It's all right there. Boom, boom, boom. Trying to get my daughter to eat more different things. And this has really been helpful. So Green Chef is now, just so you know, is owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands, and now you guys can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. So here's what you got to do. Go to greenchef.com/90honeydew and use code 90, that's 90 honeydew, to get $90 off, including free shipping. All right. Again, go to greenchef.com/90honeydew and use the code 90 honeydew to get $90 off, including free shipping. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Our next sponsor is Skillshare. Witness your own transformation as you turn small steps into giant leaps. Skillshare makes it possible. I took a workshop this time with my daughter, right? I want to keep her active. And now that homeschooling's been a thing, it's not foreign to do this at all. So we took a workshop on beginning, I'll tell you exactly what it's called, Beginning Watercolor Easy Painting Basics. It's hosted by Allison from Skillshare. And if you go on, you can find these workshops that range anywhere from May to June, like a month long, and they'll tell you when they are. You can go on, sign in, and then join in the class and take it. And it's been a lot of fun and really educational for me and my daughter. So do something today you couldn't do yesterday with classes designed for real life. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/honeydew and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/honeydew. Our next sponsor is Keeps. As guys, so much of our identity is wrapped up in our hair, from how it feels after getting a fresh cut to the way it's perfectly styled before going out. All right? I had never known. I always went to barbers. I never went to salons. I had no idea. My girl Tara's cutting my hair. I had no idea the stuff they do at salons. I'm never going back to a barber. They're giving scalp massages, hot towel. What are you talking about? I'm going to salons all day for this salad. That's why when we get into our 20s and 30s, okay, and we start noticing the first signs of hair loss, it definitely feels like panic time. Because let's face it, no guy is ever ready to go bald. And thankfully, now there's Keeps, the simple, easy way to keep your hair. Did you know that 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. Get treated from home. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months, so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there, and you may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Prevention is key. Keeps treatments typically take between 4 to 6 months to see results, so it's important to act fast. The sooner you start using Keeps, the more hair you'll save. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and more than 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps' treatment start at just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month free. All right? If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to Keeps.com/honeydew to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's Keeps.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the dew.
God, where were we? I don't even know.
Your mom's finding out about this. She's carrying the guilt.
Yeah, she has that guilt. But at the same time, like I said, she's really strong.
She tells you to quit being a bitch.
She's pushing me to like fighting for me to get all these services that are like, there's any blind person or somebody going through vision loss, there's all these services that are free to you in the United States that can help you go to school, that can help you get training as far as using the cane, all these things. So she's helping me push and like fight for these, because some of these things you got to like, it's all this red tape and bureaucracy you got to deal with. But getting me, kind of guiding me right back on this right path, right?
I mean, it's the least you could do. Yeah. Took your sight. She could at least get you on
the
right
path. She gave me this fucking, she gave me this deck of cards I got dealt.
All right, wait, you mentioned training with the cane, so
that was the big change in my life.
All right, so I want to get to that. So your mom now realizes, oh my God, I'm the carrier, and then your brothers have to get tested as well to see if they carry
this gene?
Yeah,
they never did, because they're
just like, look, when the shit goes, we'll know.
Yeah, they started getting affected. I think the one's been to the doctor, the other one hasn't even been to the doctor. Like, they're just pushing it off, you know what I mean? Everyone deals with it differently.
Sure.
So I switch gears, right? I finished my little fucking associate's degree at this community college. Get my grades. We got a little better. They started slumping a little bit. My son fucking went away.
I can imagine.
And I'm like, what can I do as a blind person? Like, that's what I started asking myself. Like, what can someone do just as a blind person, as a career? And I'm like, my sister-in-law was a massage therapist. I'm like, maybe I could do massage. So I go and I do massage fucking school for a year. I complete this other little associate's degree. And I work as a massage therapist for like a little chain massage. Like
massage place or whatever. Sure.
And
how's that?
And it was all right. Like it at least gave me more independence. It like, okay, I can actually.
You ever accidentally hit a titty and I can't see.
No, I haven't. But I would have like, have people like get completely naked in front of me and like sit down. Like I had a girl, this lady one time, like working on her. She's like, oh, hang on. And she got up, and I know she's naked, like answered her phone, like in the middle of a thing. But like, I know her tits are just out, but I just can't fucking see them.
Yeah. But she, you poor man.
But I'm like, that was weird. I just remember working. I remember giving massages like a few times and just thinking like, this is not me, right? This is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I gotta fucking make a change. But it at least was like a step, right? It was like always moving forward in some way. So fucking still going to school. Same time I went to get my cane training for Leader Dogs for the Blind. They actually do it's called O&M, Orientation and Mobility.
Okay.
And that gave me like this huge boost of confidence and
why?
Getting my, like, I got to a point, I went from driving. I ran two red lights. Mm-hmm. The second one I ran was kind of a main intersection. I'm like, I'm done.
Did you get pulled over?
Nope. No. Underneath the light, I look up. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fucking red. And I was like, I got to stop. I'm going to kill me or somebody else. Hang the keys up that day. Never drove again legally. And then started
How
riding.
Hard was that?
It wasn't.
That's one of the things they say for older people when they have to take the keys away, that independence.
That's just another piece. I mean, it wasn't hard then, but nowadays, I wish I could fucking drive, yeah. Dude. Like, come on, Elon Musk, give me a fucking self-driving car. Like, let's go. Like, if I get a car one day, that's my dream.
Yeah.
You'd be able to have my own car.
You mean to drive it? Actually drive.
To drive, have my own
car
and be, cause right now I'm on everyone else's time. That's the shitty thing.
Yeah.
Like, that shit wears on you. Like, number one, you're putting some strain on my relationship. Like, my girlfriend's fucking sitting outside right now in the car. You know what I mean?
She could come inside.
She got, yeah, she's super awkward. She won't do it. She'd probably feel weird in here. But you're putting that strain, right, on people. And then, I mean, Uber's fucking huge. Uber and Lyft was a game changer. Actually gave me independence back.
This is what you don't think about when you – yeah, I never even realized how – important Uber and Lyft and ride shares are
so
for the blind community. Never
so
even,
important.
Goddamn.
Yep.
Huge. Embarrassed. I have never even thought, like, what a, even if, did anything like that exist for the blind before, other than like the vans we would see and shit like that?
Yeah, no, there's some public, it depends on where you live. There's some, you know, public like transportation. The city I lived in does not have public transportation.
Okay.
So like,
so
LA was nice,
time.
You know, I'm on everyone else's time, right? Even Uber sucked because I got a fucking order and I'm waiting and that's, you know, I'm paying $30 one way to go to these places, right? Fucking wears on you. But, yeah, I went from, where was I? Yeah, I went from driving to riding my bike everywhere, which was chill where I was at. I was just kind of in my area going to school. I stopped doing that. Vision kept going, lost the left eye, kept progressing. Right eye started doing the same thing. Lost the majority of the vision in my right eye. And I got to the point where I couldn't leave my house and like even walk around the block unless I was with somebody else.
Damn.
Because I didn't have that experience or knowledge of how to navigate.
Can I ask you this? If you remember, do you remember the last thing you actually saw?
No. No, it's just that weird like progression. Like, I had, for many years when I started skating again, I had this little chunk of vision in my right peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to explain it would be like looking through like a really hazy fucking window screen.
Okay.
Looking through just a nasty screen, right? So like, I couldn't see detail. Like, I couldn't read. I couldn't, if you showed me a screen, I could tell if that screen was on or off. If it was bright, I could see that light, but that's it.
Okay.
And
now you told me we were outside that even standing in bright daylight on the beach or in a dark room, you couldn't tell the difference.
No difference. Yep.
Wow.
Visually, there's no difference.
From sight all the way to that.
All the way to that. And
I'm watching you walk with this cane. I'm marveling at that. Like, I'm trying to help you not step in dog shit out there and stuff as a dog shit out
you
on the
You know how
cycle.
Many times I stepped in dog
I believe
shit?
It, dude.
You know how many times I fucking reached down on a bench and be like, what's this?
Oh,
hey,
no.
Heather, what is this? Oh, that's pigeon shit you're picking up.
All right, here's some things I want to know.
Stop grabbing shit.
I want to lighten it a little bit here and talk about some things. You mentioned you want to know how I wipe my ass. I do want to know how you wipe your ass.
Yeah.
I want to know. You have a girlfriend who you had, obviously, when you had sight, but I do want to ask you some questions about what if she was gone. Mm-hmm. I want to know if anybody's ever ripped you off or you've caught them trying to rip you off and scam you because you're blind, like any fucking pieces of shit. I want to know these things. So, and then we're going to come back to some shit, but I might get this wrong. Do not quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure it was Bert Kreischer. The Segura told me this Bert Kreischer joke early on. And maybe it was someone else and Bert told it, but the way I remember it, it was Bert. I'll have to ask him, but he was at his show, embarrassed himself with a blind person. And, I guess he was fucking with this guy. And he said to him, he goes, oh, you're blind. He goes, hey, how do you wipe your ass? He goes, because for me, I know I'm done when it goes brown.
To clear or to white or
brown,
nothing black.
Brown red, he said. I know I'm done when it goes brown red. Jeez. I started laughing so hard. Well, anyway,
that man has hemorrhoids.
He got upset and he left. The guy left. And then one of his buddies came back. He's like, hey, it's not really you. He just went blind.
Oh,
it was like he had sight and all of a sudden he's now blind and he doesn't know how the fuck he's going to wipe. You know what I mean? Like, you're asking him shit. He's over there probably been pondering the whole time. So how do you know?
It's everything you do. Actually, you use this rule of overdo it.
Okay.
I clean the fucking countertop after I cook, I go an extra couple feet to the left, extra couple feet to the right to make sure I get everything.
Okay.
You wipe a couple extra times, and I have a bidet now.
There you
and
go.
And I don't, was gonna say, dude. Yeah. Like, that's game it. Changer.
Game changer.
Yeah. I can't. Shitting without it is fucking gross. To
it
me
is.
Now. It's
it
like
is.
We need to push that more. You got Tushy?
I do.
Yeah, they're the best. Yeah. Fucking amazing. So.
All right. What about? I know you have a girlfriend. If you were going to date, like I remember Ray, he would grab him around the wrist to see the size of the lady, you know? Yeah. And I remember Earthquake is like, it's in the wrist, Ray. It's in the wrist.
Man, well, you cannot judge off a voice. That's not
what I'm saying. Like, if you're blind and you're going to meet a new person, you really have to love that person.
Yep.
That person.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget about what they look like or any of that. You've got to love that. Fuck, that person's got to be great.
Yep. It's been a change of it's been a few, years now of me living as a blind person. And like slowly I lose these things that are important to the sighted world. Like fucking, oh, my shirt has a stain on it. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, give shit if I have holes in my shirt or whatever, little stuff like that. And then like people, man, like a person's voice is really important to me now. It's hard as I am a very visual learner.
What do you mean by that?
Like when I would drive, I wouldn't memorize the street sign, the names of the street. I would know like, oh, if I
right at that
left
rusty
at the
mailbox
thing.
And
exactly.
That right at that old broke down car. Yeah,
very visual. Me especially too. Names of people.
Mm-hmm.
I have to see their face, and now I'm fucking the worst at names. Like,
I'm bad.
I have to meet you a million times, and a lot of people's voices, until I really hang out with you like a good handful of times, I'm not going to know your voice. So like when people come up to me, there's always like the 30 seconds of who the fuck is this?
I'm doing that with sight.
Like, either it's like, yeah, it's like, does this person know me from skating and I don't actually know them? Or is it like, somebody like fucking my close homie sometimes. Like, oh, it's Eric. I'm like, oh, it's fucking my close buddy. So that's weird. So I like people with really unique voices, you know?
How
like
you
your fucking laugh is like dead giveaway. Oh, that's fucking.
How'd you find this show?
How'd
you even find this show?
I heard you on whose podcast was it? It might have been one of maybe Tom Segura. I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe.
YMH, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the Two Bears, One Cave one. Mm. I think I heard you talking all kinds of crazy stories. I'm like,
oh,
dude's
when he
fucking
was asking me about the hose.
Oh, yeah. All back, like, yeah, the back of the good old days.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this was fucking hilarious. And, Yeah, I think you mentioned your show on there, and then I started looking in YouTube, and then I saw the Joey Coco Diaz Chronicles, and I was like, oh, shit, because I've been listening to him and fucking Joe Rogan for years. Every time there's a Coco Diaz episode, yeah.
So can I ask you, I have two questions. One, are you, how do you use your app? Is it Braille for the apps? Like, what do you?
Nope, it speaks.
It just speaks.
Is there
a Braille keyboard on a phone?
There's a Braille display where you can use it kind of like Braille.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, anything I touch on the screen, it'll read to me. It's like, that said Sickler Ryan, it's on the corner. It'll be telling me, like, where the address is and shit.
Oh, okay. So, when I said we're on a corner of such and such and such, not that you don't know where the fuck this place, you can look it up.
But yeah, so just anything you touch on the screen, it speaks to you. And then there are, like, actual Braille displays where you could hook up to your phone for, like, if you're searching the web. And then it would actually give you like all of the written information in Braille that would all pop up.
Okay.
But they're like, you know, five grand for like a Braille display.
So can I ask you a question that might be sensitive?
Sure.
I mean, you did pop an eye out on this fucking show. You don't get to watch what your son looks like, how he changes and grows into a man. Does that fuck with you?
No, because I thought about this a lot. I thought about this a lot when my doctor, when I was going through all these surgeries and these shots, I'm like, I'm over it. I'm done. Like, this is like, I'd rather go blind now when I'm younger than me go blind when I'm fucking 50.
Why?
Like, that's going to be way harder to transition into fucking daily life. And he didn't understand. He's like, don't you want to see your son? And at this point, I couldn't really see his face anyways. I'm like, we have all these senses, right? I can still experience the same emotions that you would get from seeing my son do something. I can experience the same emotions, have the same feelings through hearing him like laugh or, you know, tell a joke for the first time or fucking accomplish something. You know what I mean? Like, you get the same feelings and enjoyment out of life. It just comes from a different sense.
Interesting.
Whether it be feel, touch, it's mainly audio, you know, auditory nowadays, but.
Is your hearing killer?
No, it sucks.
I always thought like if you lost your sight.
That's right. Yeah, that's the other comment.
You're like, nah, I got a better sense of smell now.
I like, you use it more. It doesn't get better.
It doesn't.
Right? There's only a certain limitation as to what the actual body can hear, right? Some people are really good at using it. Those who are like born blind are really good at using like the echolocation. You've probably seen that where people they click.
That's the like orcas and shit.
Yeah. Like a bat flying around.
Yeah. But you click and that.
It's the same thing. And it's actually the way you hear these little like fucking hairs in your ear canal, right?
The cilia.
Yeah. I think it's something like that. But it's like a feeling. You sense it. You don't actually hear something. So, like, I can tell.
So if you click and there's a wall.
I can feel that there's something in front of my face right now.
Yes.
Like, I'm not good enough to tell how far it is. So
you
I
know Ash has been sitting next to you the whole time?
I can smell him. Yeah.
See, you lost sight. I still don't have my sense of smell. We're both sitting here handicapped.
Oh, you get
now.
The COVID shit?
I don't want to compare. Yeah, it's been 5 months now. I still don't have smell.
Wow. Yeah, my girls are still mixed up.
I miss the way my daughter's hair smells and things like that. So that's why I'm over here thinking about, like, man, I miss the way her hair smells and stuff. And
I wonder about
touching her face like that Lionel Richie shit.
No face touching. That's a fucking... Yeah.
Even with your son, don't do that stuff?
No, you don't
sit there and mold
his
really
plate. That's really Nope. I mean,
let me ask you this.
And I'm a bit different because I lost my sight later in life. Those who were born blind, like I said, are really good with using echolocation. They're sharp with that shit. I'm like, I learned late in life. You know, I use it a bit when I'm skating to guide me. Like, I'll have like a... And we haven't talked about skating yet.
That's really what I want to get to.
I'll use like a little beeper box. I would beep, 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 beep off in the distance. And that would kind of give me like an orientation
that
as
something's
to
coming.
Just where I should head or where I shouldn't head, right?
Damn.
Like maybe there's a pillar there or something like
all
that.
All right. I just have a million questions. We're going to get to skating. But all right. Let's do a positive here. A silver lining. Like of all the things there are out there for blind people, services, whatever, what's the coolest? And then I want to know what's the shittiest thing that we as people do that is like so disruptive mm-hmm. and you're like, why the fuck do we people do that?
It's, I mean, technology just itself has made things so much easier. Like my phone, being able to instantly send an email, understand an email, getting to read print. Like back in the day, dude, before technology, you had to either read Braille or you weren't getting any information, right?
Right.
It's like being stuck fucking back before the printing press existed. Like you literally like we're controlled by what we can read and get access to. So access to information and knowledge has improved greatly. And then, I mean, for me, the number one greatest thing I did was get that cane training. Getting my some independence, right? Make that step to get independence back. And then, you know, now I fucking travel, you know, fucking to Japan and shit, like all kinds of stuff. So like those are the two big things.
What's the biggest pain in the ass?
Biggest pain in the ass is the way people treat me. It's the everyday stuff. It's like the.
I felt bad because I was like, hey, we have a flight of stairs. And you're like, Ryan, I skate stairs. It's not going to be a problem. Yeah. But then Joey Diaz got a bum knee. He's like, how many fucking stairs I got to go on?
It's all perspective. Yeah, sure. It's all your perspective. So it's those little things, man. It's like being at the airport and being with my girl and the fucking TSA person being like, can I see his ID? And like I'm standing
instead of
right
asking
there,
you,
like, he is I am he, like fucking right here.
Do you say that
sometimes if I'm in a mood, like if I'm over it, I'll fucking do it. And like I get services to get me from like my gate to the ride service area or something. And like the one time I'm walking, and I tell them right off the bat, I'm like, hey, like I can just listen to your voice. I'll follow you. They're usually there with the wheelchair to like try to get me in a wheelchair. It's like, no, I'm good. I can walk. And
do you think that most people do come from the right place?
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
Just so
and that's why I hold my tongue 90% of the time because you just don't know. You know what I mean? And I get
I'm
it.
Completely ignorant to all this.
There's sometimes when I'll bark back, but it's rare, few and far between. But like, yeah, I was getting the service one time going from the airport, and like I can hear the escalator, and I told her at the beginning, like, I don't need an elevator, like stairs are fine, right? And she fucking, I hear the escalator, we walk right past it. I know the airport like the back of my hand by this point. And I'm like, was that the escalator right there? Did we just pass it? She's like, yeah, we're going the elevator. I'm like, no, like I'm good. Like I'll use the fucking stairs. Then she's sitting there right next to me like, oh my God, be careful, be careful, be careful. I'm just like, just walking onto the fucking escalator like a normal person would do. And it's shit like that that fucking drives me nuts. It's the little million little things that add up. And like fucking, you know, not knowing where my shoes are. All those things fucking add up. Smashing my face on fucking something that's sticking out, like in my house, like these weird corners and getting used to that. And like shit like that wears on me.
You probably don't move a lot, huh?
No, I do. Like in my house, I don't use my cane in my house.
I don't mean physically move around. I mean move. Yeah, homes.
Yeah, I just bought a house like end of last summer. So like,
so what have you installed in it to make your life easier? Like, cause you now get to produce this instead of buy a house someone else. So what do you put in to make your life easier?
It's all Braille dots and everything.
Do you read Braille?
Yeah, I can read Braille. I'm fucking really bad at it.
Are you?
Cause I learned, you know, I learned in grad school ended up going to school for vision rehabilitation therapy. So I finished like my bachelor's in psychology and then got my master's degree in vision rehab teaching. So Braille was a class in there. I'd understood a little bit of Braille in the beginning, but that like made me go through the actual whole fucking contracted Braille. Grade 2 Braille is what they call it. But that kind of shit throughout the house, labels like that. And then it's small things. It's organization is the big thing. Like fucking sugar goes here.
It has to go
Heather,
here.
Sugar goes here, girl. Like, where the fuck is the sugar at? The sugar goes here. I'm like a fucking psychopath now.
You have to be, though.
That's fucking sick. Why aren't the towels folded right? Yeah.
Where the fuck are the hand towels, girl? The wash cloth's supposed to be here.
Dude, that shit drives me crazy. You know, that little stuff is hard, but those are the main adaptions. Braille dots, Braille, and there's other cool things. Like, there's a little thing that you can put a label on, then you can like scan it and then it will read to you what it is, as you, whatever you want to save it
oh,
as.
Oh, really?
So you can be like, you know, when you have 1,000 spices that have the same container, you can actually label them all like that.
Yeah, see, I talk about one of my cousins. She just hit me up today, my cousin Jennifer. Same one that said that shirt, same cousin. She's almost completely deaf. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to her apartment when I was home last time, and she's like, come here, let me show you something. And she's like, lay on my bed, and I lay on it, and it vibrates. I'm like, well, you know, show me some. I thought she showed me some kinky shit. I'm like what the
old,
fuck?
Like, cheap motel, like, put a cord in.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And she's like, no, idiot, that's my doorbell.
That's your doorbell. Yeah.
You have that too?
No.
Yeah, it's her doorbell. She can't hear.
Yep.
And I was like, oh.
Vibration, like, or they'll have like
a
light.
She's a single mom.
They'll have a light that'll flash. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of shit. Dude, that's terrible. There's people blind deaf. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Imagine that shit.
I know.
That terrifies me because my hearing is shit. I'm like, is my fucking hearing going, dude? I don't know how people navigate like that. That's
well, speaking of navigating, let's talk about skating. So you had hated it for a while, got out of it, gained a bunch of weight, depressed. Yeah. What got you back into it? Especially because you got sick of it when you could still see.
Yep. That's
so what
when,
got you back into that?
Man, cane training helped. Excuse me. Cane training
you need
helped.
Some more water?
No, I'm good. I have another bottle. Right. I'll have to piss my pants in a second, but I'll go and navigate into the bathroom. It's a pain in the ass. But I fucking, I do my cane training. And this is a time when, like I said, I started noticing the difference in the way people treated me and talked to me. And these, like, actually, here, let me fill this water.
Go ahead.
We can just pause. Like, edit this shit.
They don't have to pause this. I want to watch you again because last time you poured that motherfucker all the way to the top,
and that wasn't a full bottle, so this one will probably.
So I watched what you did there. You poured against your finger first.
I have my finger in here right now, and I can feel it when my finger hits my finger with my nasty eyeball finger.
Listen, that is your cup to go anyway, and even if it wasn't, that motherfucker's going with you, bro. Okay. All right. Skating when you're ready.
Yeah. So we
Cut that out.
This is the same time. there's actually a thing they make that has two prongs called a liquid level indicator that will beep or buzz, or it will vibrate for those who can't hear.
For the people who don't have fingers.
For people who don't have fingers and don't have ears.
Speaking of fingers, we're also getting to that thumb over
there
too.
Yeah.
We're not going to.
That's where we should have started the story. That was when I was 7.
You can end on your thumb.
All right. I'm getting pissed off at the way people are like treating me differently. It's like driving me nuts. So I had the Instagram where I started doing shit that you wouldn't expect a blind person to do. So it would be like throwing a bullseye for darts, beer pong. Like I bounced one in and then sunk one right back to back. Like all these like little fun things, right? Gained some traction. It was cool. And then I filmed, I hadn't thought about skateboarding for a while. Like I built a little bench that you would like grind, right? And I built a little bench and I was like, maybe I can fucking do a trick on this. So I do like a front board slide on it and then got reposted.
Well, hold on. You're jumping all the way to front board slides. What was it like getting on a board for the first time without sight?
I mean, that was the day. That was the day.
The fucking day you went and did it that day?
That's the day I actually skated again, yeah.
No shit. And you were doing tricks already by like, muscle memory and feel?
Yeah,
and everything?
Just muscle. I mean, yeah, I was.
But that's what it is. When you
like
repeat something a million fucking times, you can do it with your eyes closed.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like that. It's like riding a bike. There's some things you got to the level that I got to, which I was, you know, I was a decent fucking skateboarder. Like, I would jump on handrails, right? And like jump down, like, you know, decent, like 9 stairs, 11 stairs, like the biggest set I jumped down. So I was decent at that level. So like doing this basic front board side isn't really like that big of a deal. And I took it to a tennis court. And this is when I had that little bit of vision, right? So I would put the box on like the white lines of the tennis court, which had really good contrast from like, it was like a red court and then the white would like pop. So okay. I could look off to like the left and I could see that line and use that as a guide and then use my cane to find the box.
I watch you skate with a cane, dude.
Yeah. And at this time, I was still using that little bit of vision, right? And like be able to find, it could get me to an obstacle. And that gained like a little bit of traction. Like people were stoked. I got shared like through my buddy, through like, the Tony Hawk Foundation. And like, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like maybe I should, let's see like what else I could do. Like I didn't think I would ever get the satisfaction out of it that I did as a kid, right? I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to like progress and like actually enjoy it and have a good time. But I kind of just slowly started skating more just to make these little videos. And then I'm like, damn, I kind of want to film like another full length skate part. And that became like my new goal. Cause it was, I mean, it's so weird. It would be like stopping comedy for you, right? Like it's fucking every, as a kid, it's everything I thought about and ever did. And like I always thought that no matter what, if I go blind, I'm still gonna skate. And then just fucking life fucking hit me. The blindness hit me and I was like, fuck, skateboarding's done. Like I remember physically, I remember mentally making the change in my brain of like, yep, skateboarding's done. Like, I had like an old photo of me skating. Like, I mean, look at that frame. That's kind of cool. Like, put it completely behind me. And then fucking somehow fast forward to now, it's like, I found a way. I guess what changed was I was actually able to like progress and like actually learn new tricks. And then it became fun to me. And then it became like, oh, this is a challenge of damn, how far can I take this? And then it was fucking getting hooked up with, Real, the board company I ride for, meeting Jim, who's one of the owners of Real, and then meeting Paul Shire, who's, the main TM for Adidas.
Damn.
And then like having these opportunities, right? Where I'm like, oh, damn, like, all right, I'm enjoying this. I'm progressing. I know for a fact that I haven't even fucking hit the tip of the fucking iceberg yet as far as how far I can push it. I'm going to fucking go for this. And that was kind of a scary time because I was going to grad school for VRT and I had to make the decision of skateboarding was really picking up. I started getting some sponsors. I started getting some actual money, right? And
so
I'm like,
I don't mean to interrupt, but again, you said in order to technically be professional, your name has to be on a board. That's what pro is in skating.
It has to be on a board from a legitimate skateboard company.
I didn't know. That's what I just thought. Pro was if you got paid, you were pro or any kind
like,
of sponsor.
Back in the '80s, it was like if you entered a contest as pro and you're getting paid, you were pro.
Right.
But it's become this weird like stigma or like. Just like, badge of honor.
Yeah.
That's become really important within the skateboard culture of like, damn, he made it. Like they, you know, now it's like they do this huge like party. They'll throw like a huge party. They'll surprise you with your fucking
board.
What
the fuck are they waiting on to put your name on a board? What do you got to do?
I'm in this weird, dude. It's, I fucking am somehow.
Listen, when your name gets on a board, can I please get a board?
Of course. Yeah. I can send you one. I'm in this really weird gray area. I don't fucking belong. Somehow I snuck my way back in the skate industry.
You're a honeydew, bro.
And I fucking honeydewed my way in.
Yeah.
It blows my mind that I am where I am and that I've had these opportunities.
That's how I feel every fucking
it's
day.
It's insane. Like, as a kid, like this, I'm living literally my childhood dream.
I try to check myself on that too and say, look, man, if you'd have told 16-year-old you that this shit was going to go, but it's going to be 30 years.
It's going to be 30 years,
yeah,
and you're going to have to go through some shit. And then if you make it through.
Listen, 3 decades from now,
if you make it through. My buddy said that the other day. He's like, well, dude, you fucking, you know, you handled, like, you made it through your blindness and you figured it out. And that's why you're at where you're at. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yeah, I guess I deserve it somewhat. But
yeah.
I still, you know, you don't feel like you ever deserve it.
No, I never feel like I deserve anything.
Yeah.
I know. I need to feel more of that and accepting too.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
But fuck, where was I? So like, yeah, getting aligned with these companies and then like realizing, like I said, like, all right, I got a long way to go. Like I know I can progress. Oh, I'm in this weird gray area of the board company Real that I ride for. They did a braille board, like a raised braille graphic. And that was to raise money for this foundation that I started called Keep Pushing. and I'm raising money to build like a fully adaptive skate park that's like has everything you need to use all of your other senses other than
promote
sight.
That promote the chair, whatever yep. the links right now do all that just please
fucking DM me at my Dan the Mancina. I'm just setting up all of the shit to take okay. in like all the funds. You can use Venmo. You can fucking go through PayPal right now.
Will you send me a link? I'd like to contribute to that.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Yeah. Hell yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and then I'm going to build this park, and then it's going to fucking – I'm going to fly in kids and, like, families with kids with visual impairments, and it's going to be on my – I bought this piece of chunk of land right next to my home, and they're going to be able to come stay with me, and then I can teach them everything.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'll be able to teach everything from everything I learned as a VRT
in
school.
Are these all kids or blind kids?
I think I'm going to start with blind kids, and then it's fucking who, you know, wheelchairs, right. whatever. It's going to be like this full
speaking
accessible
of wheelchairs,
park.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I have these moments of feeling like, you know, about my own bullshit. But yesterday or 2 days ago, I watched two guys in fucking wheelchairs go down the X Games ramp.
Mm-hmm.
One guy flipped forward and landed it.
That's my man, Aaron.
Is it?
Wheels, yeah.
He flipped forward and landed the shit. I'm like, isn't the rest of your upper body? It's can you paralyze? That like are you
no I it hurts him to do that
I
shit.
Guarantee that hurts it I know hurts. Just because you can't use your legs I mean you don't feel that impact I watched the way his
oh,
neck came
yeah,
down and everything
yeah.
and I was like fuck he's gonna paralyze his whole body
I know
and
dude.
Is it the same guy that I saw then do the backflip or is that are
that's
there a
him.
Couple guys I can't be many dudes out there doing that
he's the only one
it was sick
there's a girl who's actually done a backflip on a wheelchair but he's the fucking dude he's the one when I go to these adaptive contests I can't fucking beat him his I mean, fucking ass he does backflips on the fucking wheelchair like I can't compete with that shit
who can?
I tell him every time I'm gonna learn how to backflip motherfucker and I'm taking your ass out
who can he wears a helmet and yeah. hauls ass are there any other blind skaters out there
yeah dude there's fucking there's one grew up like 20 minutes from me
no
who lost his sight he got an infection I think it's a fucking MRSA or some shit a staph infection ended up going in a septic shock and like fucking lost his sight. Woke up fucking blind and like 90 pounds. Oh, made his way man. Back to the board and fucking Nick Mullins. You can check him out on. He fucking kills it. He's so good at skating. And then Justin Bishop. He just came out with this another skate park. He's actually killing it.
I love
dude,
that you're giving back.
They fucking kill it. And like that's my goal is to help. Like our push is to get it in Paralympics 2028.
I'll to be compete? At, you're going to compete?
That's well, we're trying to get it in the Paralympics.
Oh, I see.
So that
as
I can't get. I'll be fucking 41, but I'm going to fucking try to compete.
Why should there be an we'll age see. For skating?
It's a young man's game. Dude.
Everything's so's comedy.
Yeah,
it's all young. Everything's a young.
Yeah,
man's
I mean,
game,
I fucking
game.
Believe me. I know. Hey, there's a chance. I'm going to go for it for sure. Yeah. But right now, where it's all in the process, right? I'm on like a committee for like the USA Skateboarding Adaptive Sports Committee, and we're pushing to do that. We're having the first Do Tour. Is like you ever heard of Do Tour?
Yeah.
Big fucking skate contest.
Yep.
They're having their first adaptive street contest, so you can watch me. I think I don't know if they're going to televise the adaptive.
Where is it going to be?
It's in Des Moines. It's in. Okay. I think we skate the 24th, so I'll be there. I'll be in fucking was it Iowa, right?
Yeah, Des Moines, Iowa.
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
That's all right.
Yeah, so you can fucking watch me skate there, so that'll be fucking really dope. But shit's picking up. Like, there's a bunch of other blind skaters. We don't have our own division, right? I got to compete against fucking Backflip and Aaron. But it's all good, man.
Nobody's going to beat that guy. No offense.
No one's going to beat Aaron, and
no.
he's been... I mean,
unless
he's,
you do a goddamn McTwist or
he's
some shit.
He's been doing it.
that shit was insane.
It's insane, dude. That
I
mega
watched
ramp,
him rock back, and then I was like, what yeah. is he... And then he went four, and I was like, get the fuck out. I watched it like 10 times.
He's insane. He did like a 360 backflip
on
the
incredible.
Mega ramp.
It's incredible.
He tried to do the loop. You know that loop thing?
Yeah, the,
but he
the
couldn't
one
get,
that, the
his
Hot
problem,
Wheels thing that
yeah,
everyone's
exactly.
doing now. Yeah, he tried to do that all the way around.
He couldn't get the speed. The ramp wasn't big enough because he like lose. He has like little wheels in the front.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking wobbling.
Yeah.
He can't maintain his speed. He fucking fell and landed on his head and shit. And he's like, all right, I got it. Either they got to build a bigger ramp or not.
Does it have to be bigger or smaller?
It's got
to
be bigger.
Circle, bigger.
Huh? Maybe you could do a smaller circle.
I feel like
circle,
the smaller
actually.
Circle, he could probably get more.
Yeah, you might be able to get around.
Zip around that bitch.
Yeah, it's true.
What do I know?
But he's, yeah, he's fucking, I can't say enough good things about that dude.
Dan, I can't say enough good things about you, dude. This has been a fucking amazing, this is one of my favorite episodes. I have to say, man, you're incredible. Thank you for coming on. Yep. Something I ask all guests who come on for the first time is advice they give to their 16-year-old self. So I'm curious to hear what you would say, because at that point, you've already been told you're going to lose sight.
16, man, I would, I'd say don't change a thing, because at that time I was like the freest. You know, I worry about so much shit, you know, like just life. And like at that age, dude, I was the most free-spirited, carefree person in the world. So just fucking just keep pushing, keep doing you, honestly. Try to hold on to that. Hold on to 16 for as long as you can.
Little Diddy.
Yeah.
Please, again, promote your social media, everything you want.
Yep, yep. Just Dan the Mancina across the board, all platforms. Instagram's the biggest one. YouTube, trying to grow that. Fucking. And then, yeah, if you want to donate, it would be huge for the keep pushing stuff, get this park built, get some kids flying out, and just direct message me is the best way on Instagram, or you can always email me on my fucking podcast, Incited with Dan Mancina. Email me, incitedpodcast@gmail.com. So.
Dude, thank you so much. This is a great episode.
Thanks.
Great episode.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Hell yeah.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Talk to y'all next week.